Unit 18, White Sands.
At the entrance to White Sands National Monument, a narrow road begins to wind its way through large, rolling white hills. One might think these hills were covered with snow, except for the fact that it is over 30 degrees outside. No, this is not snow. These hills are covered with bright white sand, gypsum crystals, really. Under the midday sun, the white sand is blinding. We have to put on our sunglasses before continuing our drive. How did all of this white sand end up in a desert valley in southern New Mexico? It came from nearby Lake Lucero, just outside the park. Lake Lucero is actually a dry lake bed, but it may hold water from time to time during seasons with heavy rain. Any water that collects in this lake bed is filled with dissolved minerals. When this water evaporates, gypsum crystals remain on the ground to be formed by alternating hot, cold, wet, and dry weather into sand. It is hard to find this kind of sand in other parts of the world because gypsum dissolves easily in water. But because Lake Lucero is in the Chihuahuan Desert, huge gypsum dunes have been able to form here. Over millions of years, the tiny bits of gypsum crystals have been blown by the wind and collected into a large desert of white sand dunes that now covers more than 660,000 square kilometers. We follow the blacktop road for 13 kilometers into the heart of the dunes. There, the road ends in a parking lot surrounded on all sides by rolling white dunes. We watch other visitors to the park play in the dunes around the parking lot. Some have brought winter sleds and are sliding down the dunes on them. It looks like fun, but we decide it will be more fun to hike across the dunes. There are no real hiking trails in the park. The wind constantly blows the sand and wipes out all trails and footprints in a very short time. Instead of trails, the park management has put up bright orange poles for hikers to follow. We decide to take the 11-kilometer-long Alkali Flat Trail. Before starting off on the trail, we have to sign a book to tell the park rangers how many people are in our group and the time we start our hike. When we finish hiking, we will sign the book again to let them know we have returned. The park brochure says this trail will take us to the edge of the monument where the white sands end and the normal desert begins again. As we set off across the gypsum dunes, we marvel at the incredible scenery. Soon we lose sight of the parking lot, and all we can see is the blue sky above, the brown mountains in the distance surrounding this desert valley, and white dunes all around. It looks like no other place on Earth.